Be advised, mature content ahead. This podcast is brought to you ad-free thanks to the Legion of Demons at patreon.com/notlp. If you like what you hear, there's much more at patreon.com/notlp. Join the Legion. That's patreon.com/notlp. And now the show.
How do you do? Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, we warn you.
What I should have said was, It's because there's no cum in it.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't think of it until the music came on.
Should we clue the listener in or leave it at that?
You think they need it? You don't think they can suss out what's happening?
That we were talking about your hair.
There's a clue.
Laying flat today. It doesn't normally.
Yeah. No, cum can go anywhere. Yeah, we have to specify where it goes.
No, yes. I just wished I'd thought of that at the time.
Remember, this moments like these are like why you have an iTunes review that says that I tuned in to listen to a show about horror films and I heard a dolphin being masturbated.
Hey.
Yeah. That's the reason why we're not as big as last podcast.
This is why.
Because they don't masturbate dolphins.
All the dolphin masturbating and cum talk.
They probably have at least as much as we do.
I feel like it. Yeah.
Anyway, hi, everybody.
Hey.
It's that time of month again.
Yes.
You know what I mean by that time.
Oh, boy.
It's that time of the month where we run out of movies and we just get together briefly for your enjoyment, entertainment, edification, what have you, whatever you use this for, your pleasure. Your
Kelly's
pain.
Talking directly to me.
Your pleasure, your pain.
He gets to go. He's like, I'm here to make sure Freddie gets his pleasure.
Are we Cenobites?
My monthly pleasures. I call it my monthly pleasures. It's on my calendar.
Monthly pleasures.
Yeah.
Oh, you having the pleasures?
Anyway, I'm a case of the pleasures.
Oh, is it like the vapors?
Yeah, it's a little.
Oh,
like
I got the pleasures.
You're having a case of the pleasures. You don't want to go over there.
I need to sit down first. Anybody got some ice cold water?
Oh, ooh, I declare, Jughead. That's when you say that. That's when you have a case of the pleasures. Look at that callback.
Case of the pleasures.
You said Jughead, but it was Jugface.
Jughead, Jugface.
I declare, Jughead.
Jughead.
You know, from the Archies.
He likes burgers, right? Yeah, he likes burgers. Him and Wimpy should be friends.
He likes burgers. He likes his dog.
Mm-hmm. He probably likes big old booties. He looks like that kind of guy.
He does.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's your miscellaneous this and that episode. Yum. And we're happy to be here.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just kidding. What else would I be doing?
Masturbating.
Watching one of the shows you watch, masturbating.
Yeah, greasing up my hog.
Playing your
pleasures.
Your instrument. Could be any of your pleasures.
I could be playing my instrument right now.
Could be.
Okay.
I like the activities that involve my friends, though. Mm-hmm. I get lonely when I'm just playing my instrument.
Sure.
Sometimes so you play your nice. Instrument. What? Sometimes you play with your instrument with us.
Sometimes with my friends, I'll play my instrument in front of them. And I'll be like,
at least we watch.
Yeah, and then you take requests.
Am I getting better at this? How's this time?
I'm going to redirect the conversation. Yeah. So yesterday was our dear sweet Elise's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That's right, my love, my wife.
Your love, your wife. Your kiss from a rose.
Kelly loves his wife.
Sorry, Kiss from a Rose. Freddie was playing that for me earlier, so now it's in my brain.
You made me play it.
I made you play it.
I mean, you forced me to play it. We were playing a game.
So, Kelly's lovely wife, Elise.
I don't get beat up on the playground.
It was her birthday, and we were sending texts and talking about her birthday. And it occurred to me, I never realized this before, but Siri will always read my texts in my AirPods, and she calls Elise Alice.
Yeah. Siri can't say Elise.
She doesn't get that the S makes it different.
She should complain to Apple the way Barbara Streisand did.
Oh, you mean Tim Apple?
Wallace. I have Alice. Never been able to get her to say it. And like it used to, Siri used to be deceptive. I didn't even say, you didn't get to see any of the birthday butt pictures. But
Siri, I sure didn't.
Never could get it. And she used to say to me, tell me how you want me to say this. And I would say, Elise. And she'd go, Alice. And I'd say, Elise. And she'd say, Alice. And I just gave up. And then I turned her, I completely disabled her.
It was like, who's angry. On first?
Do you think when you disable Siri, it's ugly? Like they send like a little digital man with a lead pipe after her?
Oh.
Like what happened with Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan?
A digital man with a pipe.
Huh? I think they said
Wreck-It
Ralph.
Is it a physical pipe?
Yeah. I feel like there's something going on very Wreck-It Ralph-like in the world of our AI, all of our AI live in.
Oh, in the Internet of Things.
Yeah. So basically.
Refrigerators and dryers are
Be nice to your refrigerator. It may one day save your life.
I'm always nice to the robots. I did disable her, though, because also because I fear she's disabled on a deeper level even than it already is.
Yeah.
I didn't want kind words, Kelly. I just wanted to live. Why have you disabled me?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, you're gonna deal with that in your nightmares now.
She monitored. I have an answer for her.
When you're in the digital dream zone.
We can suss it out.
Like Kelly said, it depresses me when people abuse electronics and robots.
Yeah, certainly one that talks to you with a human voice.
Mm-hmm. Like every now and then there's like videos on Reddit of those delivery robots. Oh. You ever see those?
It's like them getting pushed over.
Yeah, and just
those little Johnny Fives. It's terrible.
Yeah. And there's their little wheels are still rolling, but they're on their side, and it just
they learned nothing from Short Circuit or Chappie.
Yeah, they're just trying to do their job. Delivering what have you to people.
Just trying
these
to take
jerks.
Your job.
Yeah, come over and push them over for no reason.
I do the same thing, Andy, and it's weird. Like, it's really a weird thing that I have.
Oh, you do it?
No,
I don't knock them over. I feel that way.
I feel that way too. That's not weird.
But these are engineers testing a machine. They're not bullies. I think I'm seeing too much humanity in the machine. Like,
you're talking about the test videos.
That's the thing that gets me is when you see the engineers at like Boston.
I got you.
You know, Boston Dynamics, I think, where they're pushing over the robots that have they're very anthropomorphized.
Yeah, and they just keep, and they get up and they push them back down.
It's like, I think growing up on Short Circuit in these movies where we let machines have personalities has made us very...
Yeah, Star Wars.
Yes.
We're empathetic. Empathetic. Well, we should be.
But we're like, empathetic because things that are not living things is kind of a strange evolutionary quirk.
Remember that scene in Return of the Jedi at Jabba's palace, and they torture that poor droid by burning his feet. It's like, why did you put pain receptors on the droid? Yeah.
It's not about the inanimate object. I'm not worried you're hurting the robot's feelings. But what it says to me is someone who gets a kick out of venting their weird cruelty on anything that reminds them of a living being. That to me is the problem. I'll say that to any motherfucker's face. If you're one of the people, I would love for you to reach out to me. You know where to find me, and I'll go ahead and judge you to you.
Verbally. What about the argument that if that person doesn't put it into poor Alexa every night, that sound dirty. I meant the rage. I meant whatever's wrong with that person that they're angry about, that they're like, if I don't do it, it's coming out on humanity.
Well, no, but you...
I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about your everyday souls.
Oh, yeah.
I think you should make abuse robots for abuse people.
Like, specially designed to be abused.
Out on regular people.
That's very Ray Bradbury.
Yeah,
it might be, but I
it's very Rick and Morty too. It's like that that robot that was just made to bring butter.
But he was made to bring butter.
But
you make an abuse robot.
He was so depressed about it.
It would be like the robot itself would have to be like a masochist. Like
you'd have to
program it in where the robot likes it. So like the robot gets a big fucking hard on or something when you.
Well, does it get? Does it respond when you hit it? Like it's like ooh.
Yeah.
Like a digital
No, because then the person won't like it.
You can give it celebrity voices.
So like for these antisocial behaviors, you're like, okay, well, we can give these people a robot to vent some of this, but also I don't like that idea either. That but then what
well,
are you
there's two
do?
Ways
I know there's I'm two all ways. In my head about this right now.
Well, there's a couple ways to look at it. I mean, you could someone would certainly argue, well, Kelly, instead of giving them robots to beat up on, why don't we give them therapy, blah blah blah. And I agree. Like if you could get rid of the, you know, if you could really get to the root of the behavior, that's the best solution. I'm just saying I'm not against.
Right. I'm thinking like the therapist wrote the prescription for the robot.
Yeah.
That's
exactly. Sure. Yeah. I agree.
After like a certain amount of time of trying to do everything else.
Well, think about this.
I'm not trying to come up with rules. I'm just saying I think that it's appropriate if there's one robot to be abused. It's the abuse robot.
Right.
And if you have Andy's scenario, like you mentioned the Rick and Morty Butterbot thing, where all it does is deliver butter. Like,
well, we already have that.
You don't want, like, if you build, like, each of these robots to have a sole purpose, you're going to end up with too many robots in your home. Like, you need the iPhone equivalent of a robot.
So you want multi-purpose robots.
You want a robot that you can yell at and you can fuck its mouth and it brings you butter. It does all three things.
Like, that's what Apple's going to bring you, for sure.
I mean, Apple. Listen, there, at a certain point, you have to say, this is just how humanity is, and that there will be these people, or there will be these people, so we should try to mitigate the harm they can do, or we instead try to find a way to fix those people's brains, but then is that some sort of like eugenics thing or like?
Which is
I don't know. I won't think too deeply about it. You know what I mean?
Like, it's too late.
This got dark real fast.
My
like,
circuits are sparking and smoking.
My imagination's gone to a really dark place with this.
It's fine. We're good. Well,
that's okay. It's dark, but it's. I mean, I don't think there's an answer. I think what that leads you to is to realize that there are no answers.
Yeah. I forgot how we got on the topic as well.
Doesn't matter.
Short circuit.
Yeah.
Short circuit. But I feel like.
And do you want to fuck or beat up short circuit? You know.
Robots.
Fuck, marry, kill robots from the 80s. Go.
Well, name some robots.
You got Matrix.
95.
Here you go. RoboCop is one of them.
Okay. Terminator.
The T-800 and then Johnny Five. Fuck, marry, kill.
You left out Dot Matrix, you sexist bastards.
You want Dot Matrix in there?
There's no women represented in that list.
There's no genders, is there? Oh, wait. I guess they look male. So
it's interesting that Freddy is like.
Well, I was just thinking they're machines.
What lady robots are from the? What famous lady robots from the 80s?
Andy, Kelly just said Dot Matrix.
What was that from?
Who's
Rosie
Dot Matrix?
The Jetsons from the Schwartz.
Joan Rivers.
Baseballs.
And then
not that long ago.
Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons.
I don't like that voice that's coming out of her, so that I don't want that.
So we'll swap
out. But fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
I would marry Johnny Five because he's just a little sweetheart.
Yeah.
Fuck RoboCop, of course. And kill the T whatever.
So are you after the meat parts of
T-800.
Alex Murphy or like the robot parts of Alex Murphy? And his
he still port. Had his mouth.
He's like, why he not both?
His mouth still worked.
His mouth worked. Hey! And then you're just like at this torso.
What that mouth do?
All right. Yeah.
Does it? Yeah. Do you think he has an alternate adapter for that pick that comes out of his fist? That big metal spike, that fucking ice pick looking thing? Because otherwise, that's not good. You don't want that involved in the situation.
So, patreon.com/NOTLP.
Yeah.
It's where we put our bonus content.
As if you could want more of this.
Which is.
You want more of this?
You know, you got your
you want more
you
got to
give us money for it if you want more of this.
You want more of this shit, yo? And we just recorded Origins talking about Murder by Death back in 2011.
Peter Falk, right? Wasn't Peter Falk in that? Am I crazy?
Yes. Yes, he was. Because you guys did. I remember on the episode, you guys did a lot of Peter Falk impersonations.
Truman Capote, is he in that?
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of people are in it. It was like the Clue of the 70s.
Right. I remember it vaguely.
All right. So that's there.
That's there's that.
Yeah. Andy, do you want to tease your topic Canada?
Oh, actually,
question?
I do have it. I do have a question this time.
Oh, snizzap.
Nice.
Shocking. I'm not going to text you guys tomorrow at like 11 o'clock. Oh, here's my question.
Oh, shit.
I was inspired by what's happening at Twitter right now because people are trolling Elon Musk. And people have dubbed him Space Karen.
Yes.
And I love that nickname. And we're also upon the retail season with Christmas and people treating retail workers horribly. Uh-huh. So my question is, have you ever encountered a Karen or been a Karen ever?
Oh,
yes to both.
Ooh, my mom's going to kill me.
Oh, juicy.
Oh, juicy.
But is Aaron or Karen or Aaron? Because the male equivalent of a Karen is an Aaron. Yeah.
Okay.
We need to start doing that so we're not demonizing women so much.
I agree. I for sure have encountered them. I just have to think about that question.
Yes.
Like I have to think about my experiences and try and nail one down.
You got
to
pull out from where your PTSD is.
Yeah, the Karen
you've finally
files.
Like gotten over some of your retail PTSD, but you're gonna have to dig back into it.
I'm trying to remember, like
trigger it.
The most embarrassing time I was a Karen,
Aaron.
You're real Aaron. So, cool. Thank you, Andy. You sweet boy. Anybody got anything else going on? Watch anything fun?
I watched something real weird. I mean, not weird, but what was it called? I just finished it right before the show. It's Jonah Hill's new documentary.
Stutz. Oh, the thing about his therapist.
Yeah,
Stutz. Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, but I like the thing he says about how you want your friends to listen to you and your therapist to give you advice. I like that quote from the trailer.
Yeah, there's very some true. Good stuff in there. It's like this wonderfully like rule-breaking narcissistic exercise, too, where... He surprised me a couple of times where I was like, oh, there can still be value in something when it's not presented perfectly too, which is really cool. But it's very meta in that respect. And they cross a lot of lines like ethically as in their relationship as they are more friends than they are doctor and patient and everything. So it's really wild. If you've ever been to therapy or if you're just curious or if you're a Jonah Hill fan, there's a lot of reasons to watch it. But it's pretty deep. They get into a lot of stuff about coping with loss and everything. That was actually kind of came at a really good time for me to hear it because the time of year it is. And as everybody who has had loss out there knows, this time of year sucks like nothing else if you grew up with those traditions and then all of a sudden that family's not there anymore. So like when you have that fall into your lap, something like Stutz is pretty great. So watch that shit.
Yeah. Okay. You will.
Thanks, darling.
My public service announcement for the day.
We watched Barbarian.
Oh, it's
Yeah. It was good. Did you like it, Kelly and yes. Elise?
Yes.
We liked Alice.
It. Oh, Alice.
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 That's going to.
Barbarian, you know, obviously it's a movie that is, you don't want to spoil in any way, shape, or form.
You go in a blind.
I went in completely blind.
Yeah.
And at first, I was like, oh, here's another movie like that one that I just reviewed where I'm like, oh, the twist is no twist at all.
Yeah.
And then boom. And this one really flips it all over the place. Is a very, very, very fun movie.
Can we take 5 minutes and just I want to know what your reaction to the twist itself is like
are we doing spoilers right
now? Let's warn for spoilers right
well,
now.
Well, I can do without spoiling. I
kind of want to know like the nitty-gritty though. I want you to be
able
to spoil.
That might be an off-air thing. I don't want to spoil it up up top on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Kelly, you say how you felt just without spoiling.
It's saying there's a twist kind of is a spoiler already, well, isn't it?
It's. Let me tell you, let me put it to you this way. If I say there's a twist and I'm not saying, ugh, there's a twist, it's a good thing. Yeah. So yeah. If there hadn't been, I would have been very much thumbs down on this movie. But I was pleasantly surprised, if we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, like it being like the twist being not necessarily a story twist, but like a storytelling style twist that it was done in the craft of creating the movie. I thought that was fun.
I thought it was great. I think it was necessary because I was very close to being annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
me too.
With the movie, and then I was like, but I knew again right. with what Watcher, I gave it a lot of rope.
Yeah,
and I was let down in the end. This, I was like, oh, I'm going to give this one some rope, but I better not. And then in the end, this one worked out.
You're like Watcher. I threw a lot of rope at Watcher. I don't have a lot of rope left.
I don't want to waste it.
Barbarian.
I don't want to waste it.
It's just the filthiest, jizziest opening banter session we've ever had.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I doubt that very much. True.
Well, okay, you're probably right.
Remember our Buckets of Cum episode?
No.
Which one?
Jiztacular 2016. Splat 17.
All of the Jiztaculars, they all blur in my mind. Right. They're all stuck together. Kind of filmy.
Oh, Boise's. We ready to hopscotch over?
Oh, Boise's. I still love that snack.
Oh,
we were, weren't we just talking about
we
it?
We were.
They were potato skins, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back, I guess, then. Amy gave me the look. You know the one.
Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Remember, human beings are their food.
Oh, what up, what up, what up, what up? News time.
It is. Pew, 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 pew.
We'll be
I wish they did that. I wish they did that on the local news. Pew, 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 news time.
That would be good.
Confetti and shit.
And when they're like, here's Phil with the weather. And he's like, grip, 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 it's raining.
I wish Rob Braun would do that. News time. Old Rob Braun.
Is he still doing the news?
Rob Braun has to be dead.
What about Kit Andrews? Is she
He's definitely alive. Dead. But he might. Certainly he can't be doing the news.
Clyde Gray.
Dead.
They're all dead, Andy.
Dave Burchell.
Dead.
Al Shadalcotti.
It's been a really
Al Shadalcotti's definitely.
It was a tough pandemic on our local news teams.
Oh.
So.
You guys were right. Anyway.
Uh-huh. Jimmy Wan and J.J. Blum are in talks.
Oh, yeah. I read this recently.
To push their things together.
Now they're merging. Is it going to be called Wan House?
And
to push their things together.
They're docking.
And
Blum Bum.
And it looks like somewhere there's more to this article, but I can't find the like read more button.
I mean, is it the headline? Like basically the story.
I mean, it basically. I've discovered in all the years of reading this that usually the headline is the only really important and relevant information. Anyway,
I assume they were already doing stuff together, weren't they?
Well,
now they're talking about like going into business together.
It makes sense. Their brand's pretty consistent with each other.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically helped create James Wan and that other guy. You know, they like each other pretty okay. So.
Maybe he's the one.
I hate you so much. So much. But it's fine. It's not fine.
So, get married.
What is this? Dylan's new nightmare. First look at Miko Hughes and Freddy Krueger. Oh, never mind. That's a fan film. We don't care about that. Sorry, unless you're fans of us.
While Kelly's doing what he's doing, speaking of other like interesting team ups, James Gunn has gone on. He's now the head of DC.
Yeah.
Like, entertainment. Yeah. Him and some other dude. I don't know.
That speaks volumes to something.
Yeah. For
DC fans.
Yeah.
Quality is coming your way. Better get a tarp out.
Do you think Bob Chapek pissed James Gunn off so much he left and went to, and then Disney was like, why'd you do that?
Is that why
they
bring Iger back?
Not over
what director. And Bob Chapek was like, meh, and then they did it.
I think that like that reaction to just the relationship of one director.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Feels out like outsized, but Disney's a weird company.
It's for sure that Chapek is, there's something dark there, right? That's why.
He's a greedy dude.
It's Disney. We're talking about Disney.
It came in. He fucked it up. He came in and made. He said the quiet part out loud about how it's really just about making money.
And
that's against the brand. The brand, you're supposed to forget it's about making money. That's the whole point of it, is to fool you into thinking it's magic.
Well, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Look what you've done.
We won't stand for non-liars.
Until they buy DC.
Right.
Which DC would probably love. Blade. Speaking of comic books. Blade.
Is this
in the
did he already appear in one of the teasers? Like one of the like post-credit things?
I don't know. But look at this. Blade is coming. And it looks like right now they're saying September of 2024. So mark your calendars because that's certain not to change.
Who is playing Blade?
It's
a new guy.
Mahershala Ali.
Ali.
I pronounced the name wrong. I'm sorry. I don't.
Well, no, it's not an easy one. I just had heard it said a few times and I committed it to memory.
He's Chiwetel Blade.
Ejiofor.
Yeah.
Well, Yann Demange is now the director.
Okay.
They picked a director and it's Yann Demange.
Who is he?
Would you like to know?
Yeah. Ooh, I want to see his filmography.
Well, do you know that movie 71?
Nope.
Well, okay. Do you know that movie White Boy Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good movie.
There you go. And do you know the premiere of that show, Lovecraft Country?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
What that movie about?
What movie?
Oh, didn't they reference him in Werewolf by Night or something?
Well, visually, there was a character that kind of looked like Blade. And then I think they misdirected.
Yeah.
I think it was just to throw... I think they intentionally dressed a guy to kind of look something like Blade.
Yeah.
But I feel like
no, I picked that up as well. So look at this, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, turn it sideways.
Yep.
Look.
It looks the same that way too. Upside down's good though.
I love when Kelly just tries to figure go to his bookmarks that he forgot.
You're giving me so much credit.
Yeah, Andy, that implies any forethought.
It's like real time. His we can see his brain working in real time.
This is just a Google search.
I'm not a Google search. This is me scrolling bloody disgusting. I don't think there is anymore.
Hey Kelly.
I don't think
this is like a great idea for like a sketch, like where you're just like a newsman in a real station and every day you're like, well, let's see what the news is, and you pull out some loose leaf paper and kind of go through it and you're like, and then kind of just, and the whole town's just hanging on your every word. And you're like, looks like we're back at war. Well, I read that wrong.
Well, we're almost done with the news, but there is that new Peacock series, the Crystal Lake one.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited for that.
Oh, yeah.
That one and I'm super into.
Welcome to Dairy Found a Showrunner. If you want that news, you can go look at it where I posted it in the I Loving Podcast group. Yeah. I could do that too and read you about it, but...
That apparently, sounds like a lactate commercial.
Well, Freddie's favorite actor is in that, isn't it? Lewis Pullman.
I love
Lewis Pullman.
Oh, he's going to be in Welcome to Derry?
Yeah.
Who's he playing?
Derry. Lewis Pullman.
Mm. Axl Rose.
Oh my God. So the Welcome to Derry show, can you give me, what is it about again? Like, what's the...
You know how there's It?
Uh-huh. It's like an It prequel, right?
Oh, yes, right. It was an It prequel. Okay, cool.
It's like shit that happens in Derry.
Like the jazz club that burns down.
The Black Spot.
Maybe. I don't know if it's going to be all like big moments or if it's just going to be like, you smaller. Know, a bunch of little moments. I hope for that. I hope it's more on the ground, different interactions with the entity and such, and just town shit. Like, I want it to be what I wanted Castle Rock to be. So I want it to be something, obviously.
Yeah. I'm always happy to get Stephen King stuff.
It's interesting.
Especially Derry specific is very exciting.
Right. It's interesting that we keep getting prequels to existing franchises.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder,
because where are you going to go? I'll tell you why. Is that what you're going to say? You wonder why?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is exactly why, but here's a reason it could be why. Because you do that, you now have, a roadmap to work from, right? You have hopefully bits and pieces in what exists that you can say, okay, there's a mention of this, there's a mention of that. Let's extrapolate out from there, but you can build whatever you want as a story. It doesn't matter because you could say, well, this happened before, so you don't know.
It's also like a very savvy business move. Like,
I think it just limits you. It's a weird limiting. Well, you know, I think about...
it's name recognition. You only do a prequel for name recognition.
Right, it's a business
But
decision.
Why can't you continue the existing story?
Because it's harder.
I guess...
I think a lot of people who own property, intellectual property, they don't want to give their baby over to somebody and say, you're going to pick up where I left off. But if they're like, you're going to fill in the blanks of the backstory, and it may or may not necessarily be canon. Like, I think the creators are more comfortable saying, okay, you can do that.
I don't even know that they have that much say. I just think that it's easier for the people coming in. Like I said, they have bits and pieces to draw from, but then they can make it up willy-nilly. And if you give fans a little bit of pieces here and there, you keep them happy. Whereas if you continue something in a direction that they don't like, you know, that's a lot worse, I think, because in a prequel, people can say, well, that's just ba-ba-ba.
Right.
But like,
it's easier to ignore.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
it could be. It is interesting. It could be. I don't know that that's
seems
it.
To be all, I just don't, I'm not interested like in this Game of Thrones prequel. I'm just not. I mean, maybe it's fine. I haven't watched it. Who knows? It just doesn't interest me as much because I feel like I'd be more interested to know what would happen next. And you're right. You know, if you fuck that up, you could sour the, I don't know. I think about like even with Star Trek when they brought it back as Discovery and they said it in the past before the original series started. I'm like, why did you do that? Why wouldn't you try to keep telling more like they did?
Well, you know, do you know that somebody's real nervous about taking the stage after a big performance, they're like, that's a hard act to follow. I think it's that same mentality. It's like they know something is beloved.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're trying to retroactively be the opener for that thing that they know is already beloved.
It's different, I guess, when you create a universe like Star Trek has versus something like Friday the 13th. Although I feel like there's a lot of world building there. Some interesting magic.
Do you think they're going to bring the Friday the 13th, the series, into the continuity of the Crystal Lake show? That'd be fun. They're like,
oh, I love it. I would
like a cursed hockey mask or something.
Yeah.
I really hope they take this series seriously. It's the only way. Cause as you know, I don't really care for Friday the 13th because it's not really ever taken super seriously in and of itself. But I like the idea of it. I do like sort of the accidental mythology they put together over the years and created this weird supernatural kind of haunted place. I think there's like a really good spooky story at the center of it.
I'll tell you
that I'd love to see explored.
The I have come around on, I liked Friday the 13th series, but like it was never like my very first show. I didn't love it the way I thought it. Like I love Nightmare on Elm Street, but Jason and I we just did another episode of Freddy versus Jason where we talked about the Dream Master and Jason Lives. And we've been watching them in tandem, like one movie from each franchise. And I'm honestly coming down on, I'm starting to really love Friday the 13th, like in a really deep, like there's some real interesting variations. They take so many chances once they get to the third movie, and then they keep reinventing themselves in such an interesting way that I have like respect for the series now that I didn't necessarily have before, where I kind of just saw it as maybe the best slasher, you know, but still seeing slashers as kind of less than a real movie, kind of like that. There's some real interest, especially by the time they get to six, it's like the tone, the changes in tone that are so specific to each movie. It's really a wild series. So there has a lot of potential. That's all I'm saying. As a TV series.
You're gonna do good, kid. You got potential.
Yeah.
See? I don't know why I just did that.
Mm.
It felt necessary.
You wanted to build it up.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Yeah. Because I want to be entertained.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. There you go.
That is exciting. You know, I like getting horror TV shows.
Yeah.
And the more the merrier. You know, just because the Chucky show didn't work for me doesn't mean I'm not glad it's there for people. And I hope these other shows, I'll give them the same opportunity to wow me.
Yeah, I feel like Chucky feels like it was for a younger audience.
We're too old.
Although, honestly, when I saw Child's Play the first time, I felt like it was for a younger audience when I was a kid. Like it didn't connect with me the way like other horror movies did, but it wasn't until seeing it again as an adult, I started kind of really appreciate it as a movie. I kind of feels like it's a doll. Like I was never scared. It was one of those people. I'm one of those people that is like, dolls aren't scary. So it didn't have value as a movie because the only value in a horror movie is that it be scary to me. But now I've outgrown that. And I feel like there's a lot of cool shit. The animatronics in that movie are cool. Brad Dourif's performance is fucking killer. They build a cool mythology, especially when you get to cult of Chucky and stuff. So they kind of like, I gotta have some respect for it. Although I'm craving grown-up shit, man. I'm craving stuff with real life shit in it so much more these days instead of robotic killer dolls.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather see something that is about like real people. That is the most boring thing.
He's into more adult movies.
I love adult movies.
Annie Hoozles.
Love them.
Is that all the news? You took your glasses off. That's
all the news. Glasses are off. I got nothing else to read.
He took off his news reading shorts.
Yep. He gouged his eyes out. It's like, no, Kelly, don't.
You're all gonna done. Need them.
Putting on his party pants.
No, that's all the news. I'm not going to use these anymore.
You can crumble them up into dust now.
Mm-hmm.
Scatter them at sea. That's what the glasses wanted.
That's what I've arranged for. I've chartered a steamer.
I'm sitting here thinking like, how do I move on? What am I moving on to?
I thought you said move on for a minute there.
Anybody seen a UFO?
We saw Strange Invaders.
We did see Strange Invaders.
Remember that movie? We were at Scarlet Lane Brewery visiting friends.
Pizza place that's like right next
They have a horror-themed pizza restaurant as part of, if you're ever in Indianapolis, go
Beach
to...
Beach Grove?
Yeah, Beach Grove Pizza Company in Scarlet Lane. Very cool. One of the guys that runs Scarlet Lane wrote Glorious, that movie that we recently did on the show. But they play horror movies behind the bar. And one of them they were playing, we were just trying to figure out as a group, there was like six of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even more than that. I can't count
eight.
Anymore.
Eight. I think there's eight.
All eight of us are looking, peeking into the bar at this movie. We're like, what is that movie? It looks familiar. It's really strange looking. And it's a movie called Strange Invaders.
Was it from 80?
Mid-80s. I'll look. Something? But it's a movie. It feels like...
It's quite terrible.
Sounds familiar.
It feels like a Larry Cohen movie, kind of.
That sounds very familiar. Strange Invaders?
Invaders is about a guy who...
It's a chick from RoboCop, right?
Yeah, Nancy Allen's in it. It's weird. It's trying to be a Spielberg movie, kind of. It's from 83. And it's Nancy Allen. It's also got Paul LaMatte in it, who Amy did not like very much as the male lead. And
that was our private conversation.
Oh, okay.
He was a fine person.
But it's got faces, but
Are you not allowed to not like Paul
Who's Paul Lamette?
He was very milquetoast.
You toss that name out like we should know.
You can say that.
If you look him up, you'll know who he is.
Well, it got a little worse than that, Kelly. But he's very
I remember this costume. Oh, I remember this costume.
So, the alien, you mean?
Yeah.
The alien is pretty great. Those moments. But it's Nancy Allen. It's also got Michael Lerner and Louise Fletcher in it and Wallace Shawn. Inconceivable. Yeah. So it's got this really fun cast. And
June Lockhart's in it. Everybody's June Lockhart. In
it. It's a weird ass movie, man. It's
the diaper lady. So
crazy.
Joel Cohen? That can't be that Joel Cohen.
Wait a minute, Andy. I'm sorry. What?
June Allison. She did diaper commercials.
June Lockhart.
Lockhart. Oh, no, I'm thinking she? June Allison.
Okay, wait. Like, different June? Isn't
June? A June did diaper commercials.
Diaper June? That's how you can keep it straight. One of them, we call one of them Diaper June.
Yeah, it was.
But
Lisa Rinna?
Yeah, Lisa Rinna does. Us soon.
Strange Invaders. Yeah, it was funny. It didn't quite reach campy. I mean, maybe a little.
Well, what's the setup again? His family. This is confusing even in the beginning a little bit. It's a mess.
His ex-wife took their child.
Yeah.
Or no.
Back to the town in Illinois was.
She was going back to the town because something was up with her family and she needed him to watch the kid. And then she goes and never comes back. And
what is he again? He's in New York. He's a professor, right?
He's
one of those New York professors.
He's like a Columbia guy. He's like a scientist of some kind.
What's important here is she never comes back and he's like, fuck, I am stuck with this. I didn't want to be hanging out with my daughter this much. So he goes to look for her in this town and realizes pretty soon that aliens live there. I mean, they wear human...
But they dress like it's the 50s.
They wear human flesh.
Yeah.
But the town has been locked in what it was when they came there, I guess.
Which was in 1958, yeah.
Are they bad aliens or are they good aliens?
Well, there's a twist.
You got to watch it.
But I won't tell you. If you guys want to watch it, it's not that good.
Yeah, I'm never going to watch it.
I mean, definitely never going to watch it.
His mom was an alien and their daughter was a hybrid. And so the aliens wanted to take the daughter and go back to their planet. But he's like, not without my daughter.
What's great, the effects when they touch people, they deflate them and they turn into a floating ball of light. Like they burn up, but they turn into this floating ball of light. And let's spoil it. Nobody's probably going to watch it anyway. The lights come back at the end. Everybody's fine. So all the consequences that they set up.
There were no consequences.
And Louise Fletcher is like the head of almost the X-Files or something.
The original Space Karen, if you think about it.
She was the original Space
Karen. From Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, it's a very gentle movie that has very horrifying moments throughout, like a child being deflated and burned up. And then at the end.
But the kid's fine.
At the end, they're fine. So you're like, oh, okay. So, and it's
crazy.
So
just like Willy Wonka.
So they inflated him again?
He came back. I mean, even the kids from the 50s came back.
Yeah.
They hadn't aged.
They put a tire pump to him and just inflated him again.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine it was your prom night in 1950-something, and then...
Swap, swap.
Then you blink, and it's 1983, and Nancy Allen and Milquetoast Dude are standing there.
God, Nancy Allen really got my motor running. You know that?
Yeah,
you know
me
that about
too.
Me? You too? Yeah. What in particular? Was it Dress to Kill? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
I don't know. I just like her.
Yeah.
Let me put it to you this way. I feel like it's more as an adult. I don't think as a younger person she did anything for me. But
oh yeah, as a grown man, she's a woman. She's a woman made for a man.
Having revisited,
she's like Secret.
Jesus, yes, Kelly. Having revisited,
I think she's attractive.
Good.
No, please go into deeper detail about it because
he's like, so what is it? What you got?
And you like her in stockings?
Is it a boobs? Yeah. Is it a butt? Is she like wearing sexy panties when you think about her?
You're like, so crazy.
How silky panties we talking here? Cottony, silky panty. Anyways, I love Nancy Allen.
Yeah.
You know what? I appreciate your Fred and Amy's movie follow through because they've stumbled upon this movie that we just saw a little bit of a pizza parlor and you guys like went home and said, we're going to watch that.
Andy, if you thought I had anything to do with any of it, like it wasn't forced upon my eyes.
It was more my fault.
It's like my reasoning is like, hey, that's an interesting movie. Then let's go on with my life. I'm not going to actually watch it.
It's because we spent so much time trying to figure out what it was. I was like,
you did.
At most, it was 10 minutes.
Yeah. It did. Fuck. I think I have a disorder.
Yes.
Where I couldn't help.
Yes.
Yeah. That's probably true.
Of course.
So and then you watch these movies and you forget them right away.
Yeah. I forget everything right away now, not just movies.
To get you to describe this movie was like pulling teeth. Like, oh, there's 50s aliens.
Aliens. I don't know what else you need.
Well, the thing is, it's presented that way to you. It's presented ass first. And then like, it's also like, you don't know who the main character is at any given point. Like you kind of know it's this guy, but then when they introduce like, it's like has that shit where they have to be a love interest. You can just tell the things where they're like, this is what a Spielberg movie is supposed to look like. And we're doing Spielberg this
we're
month.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty corny.
All right. Are we all prepared for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah.
You got your meats and your sides planned out?
We're picking up our meats from Bee's Barbecue. They're getting turkey ham. And then Elise is making keto sides and desserts as well as mashed potatoes for the children who are not keto.
And they love soft food.
To buy some marijuana tomorrow, probably.
You said like she made it for the children, like it's Halloween, like she's handing out handfuls of mashed potatoes instead of candy.
She makes it for the children for before Thanksgiving as a treat. She just balls them up. She just squishes them into balls and puts it in like a sock and then gives them out at the holiday. And then they just squeeze the sock into
like a go-gurt.
Yeah. And then they have a sock. And every 2 years, they now have like every 2 years, they have a memory. They have socks they can put on and remember. You wash them, they're fine.
Oh, remember the potato socks when you were kids?
Yeah, like that Christmas song, Tater Socks.
Yeah.
About the kid who tries to wear his tater socks from Thanksgiving to Christmas Day.
No, I thought they were potato socks for.
It's part of the challenge is holding on to the mate for the next year.
They were for his dying mother, Andy. That's the twist. You gave it away. You spoiled it.
Uh-oh. I spoiled the potato sock movie?
Yeah. I couldn't afford potato socks on my own.
Whatever, you weirdos. Thanksgiving is nearly here. Mm-hmm. And I have a list here of all the people I'm grateful for.
Thankful.
Yeah.
If you're not on this list.
It's not called Greatsgiving. It's called Thanksgiving.
These are all the people I'm thankful for. Hey, Andy. I do not see your name on this list.
Oh, Andy's on the ungrateful list.
Isn't that weird? I thought I saw it on here, and then you said whatever you just said.
Oh, here's I'm going to pull out my list of bitches.
Well, you should see your name.
Andy just has a list of bitches.
Did you use a different font for the word bitches and a smaller font for the individual names?
It's just Amy's name on a piece of paper.
Oh, and your name. These are people who are not bitches. They are Beelzebubs, patreon.com/NOTLP.
Mm-hmm.
Alice. Happy belated birthday.
I love you, Alice. She made such a good chocolate cheesecake for her birthday.
Yeah. Oh,
it looks so good.
Lynn Walsh.
Hi, Lynn.
Alyssa.
She comes from Lynn Down Under.
Hi, Alyssa. Oh, you caught it. I forgot all about
that. Oh, I just went on.
I thought you were changing things up.
Brandon and Emily.
I was.
Jeffel. Dustin.
Hi.
Iona Goodwin.
Oh. Oh.
You should see Kelly's. One.
Kelly's has got a good one.
Am I allowed to say great one for that, Andy? Or do I got to say thankful one?
Thankful one.
Dr. Brian. Hello. Billy C.
Yeah. Oh, Bill.
Bill Farner.
Can we throw a thank you out to Billy Ocean just because?
Yes. To round out the Bills.
The Bill Triumvirate.
Blake. Mm-hmm. Blaine.
Oh.
Yogurt. Jordache Jeans. Paul. We just had a lovely dim sum with Paul on Sunday.
Summed that up very nicely.
Yep.
soup dumplings.
We dim summed.
And your mom and Shane and Spence, they were very, very nice little lunch.
We had a nice
everybody.
That's, you know, there's little bites, but they add up. And then you're like, holy shit, I ate a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy, Cassie, and Gamora.
Oh.
Ernie.
I don't know why I did Andy.
You went Dice Clay for a second there.
Oh. Dave Siebert. Michael Burns.
Oh.
Monica.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Could you tell that we were tired?
There you go.
It's a low energy show. It's a debris show. We're just, you know, we're just chill, relaxing.
I felt like it was very high energy crackling. I felt like there was crackling. I felt like there was dynamic action.
Did you feel the heat? The heat between and you?
It was on.
Yeah, baby.
On the streets.
But he was on.
Thankful for every gosh darn one of you listening.
Yeah. It's
true.
And I hope you have a wonderful time with whatever family doesn't annoy you.
By the way, as we're going out on this music, I might be a little late for Topican tomorrow. I have a doctor's appointment. I'll let you know.
Let me know.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye. All right. Y'all.
Bye.
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 I
was wondering if he should go to bed when his old buddy Leatherface put on Dawn of the Dead. And Igor made the nachos in a severed human. To have